like, ugh, such a good nanny. Yeah, Abel is just like, yeah. How he doesn't act like he doesn't know you. All those things.
So it's a good thing kwa na hizo ma venues, because mikile naiangalia na hiyo audience ya diaspora, it can only grow and become bigger.
With Ruto in charge, we're going to have a pretty big diaspora.
Iza kama na ma nene, kuna vile mosquitoes na fly karibu na face ya face ya tie, utafikiria ni zile commercials za help an African child. But instead of flies ni mosquitoes.
Malaria queen.
Yeah.
Mm. Mosquitoes iko na preferred blood types.
Yeah, oh okay.
Unaweza kuwa mahali na certain person and they'll prefer to munch on that person.
Oh, yeah, I'm that one.
Yeah.
Nishaikwambia mimi ukitaka ku test kaa ile iko na mosquito. Niambia hebu yeye nitoka nje dakika 5.
There's a way we smell different to them.
Oh, okay.
Depends on our blood type. Mm. That makes, I think, the way we sweat, the way our body odor, that makes, kama kuna socks zako zikinuka, utaona mosquitoes zikikaribia hapo. Zinanusa carbon dioxide inatoka sana, ama there's a way they choose, it's not an equal biting.
Okay. But your socks zinanuka zi? Yo unasema tu as an example.
No, I think nikona kilikuwa nimesikia kama hiyo, but our viewers can check it and prove it wrong, but
this because nini? Because smelly feet kile najua ni ile Komodo dragon.
Yeah.
Apparently it loves smelly feet. You know it?
Ile Indonesia.
Yeah. It loves smelly feet.
Ya kimechukia.
Yeah, so unajua uwezi hepa, because hata ukihepa all it needs to kukuchapa nini alafu itakuacha tu. Kama
moja tu na itakuacha.
Eh, ina hiyo tongue yake. Kisha kuchapa it poisons you. So the more nakimbia, the more ina nini kwa system yako. So utaona tu iko nyuma yako iko zileza.
Komodo.
Yeah. inakungoza tu love shot dunda
those things also become so big. Because ni kama ma python, like, you know, there are those some reptiles and crocodiles, they don't stop growing.
Yeah,
so the longer it lives, the bigger it becomes. So if you would find a way to make a crocodile like live immortally,
it would be big.
Just feed it.
Huge. Mm. The cells never stop multiplying. Unless I can hold it, just I tell Maliza.
Because when you come here, there's a very disturbing video I watch on Instagram. Ilikuwa jia a panther. Panther inaruka kwa maji. Afikisha ruka kwa maji, unaona crocodile inakuja. So the crocodile iko chini. So I don't know how. Sino jua soma National Geographic, whatever, how they do their camera thing. So iko chini. So you are 100% sure this panther is going to be killed.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it grabs the crocodile.
That happens in South America, Amazon. That's a jaguar. That's one of the heaviest cats. Yeah. And that's a caiman, one of the smallest crocodiles. It can never do that to like a Nile crocodile. It can do that to like a Lake Victoria crocodile. But caimans are smaller species of crocodile. C-A-Y-M-A-N-S, caimans. That happens where like jaguars will go out and hunt. Even anacondas eat those things, man. Utaona tu imekunjwa ndani crocodile. But crocodile ukweli ati unless kakiwa kadogo, but crocodile ukweli ati hii Africa.
Yeah.
King'ang'i.
Ingine ni tricky.
What do you call a crocodile in Luo?
Itangwa nini? Wow, Eugene Simon Potela. But I know it. It's a name that I know. Acha ni Google.
Excuse me. But kuna msa alikuwa anasema there's a difference between, sijui kama ni tukiwa live.
Yeah.
The difference between alligators na crocodiles.
Yeah.
Alligators as attack watu.
Zinaweza, but they're not as aggressive as crocodiles. Crocodiles are less smart but bigger. They have smaller brains, they're bigger.
Crocodile is a wildebeest.
Africa tuna alligator. Africa si tuko na
crocodile.
Yeah.
Jota crocodile ikifunga mdomo, kuna meno unaweza ona ambazo uziona za alligator.
Oh.
Alafu pale snout ya crocodile sharp. Alafu ingine ni
okay, ingine ni white.
Oh, nini? Ni anyangnyongo, ni nyang.
Hebu Google hiyo caiman uone venye inatoshana sasa kwa
mbele. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, so your caiman
the Cayman Islands, yeah.
Yeah, because Cayman Islands, we just know it for the money. Okay. Kumbe kuna watu na dishi huko na nini?
Cayman is that kind of
crocodile. It's small, eh?
It's a smaller type of crocodile. Oh. And then jaguars are bigger than leopards. So.
Oh, okay. It makes sense.
Okay. So, nyangni. Okay.
Yeah, nyangni. Nyang. Yeah, nyang. So, niliona yo nini? like I was because I'm not a fan of animals. Mm. Like I feel like animals should stay there and assist to ishi hapa. Yes, kwa wewe unakuwa mtu hivyo, like you just no, want wake up on a Sunday and you just want to go hang out in a park.
No
drive through a park.
No, Pia, if you've gone a lot of drives, you'll see how hard it is to even see a lion. Because you know, unless when they're in the journey ama asubuhi, because that's when they're out. But ukienda park utaona ma buffalo na ma gazelle tu na ma zebra watu shindwe nikuja kuona ngombe kubwa. But I know I'm not a, when I was a child they used to fascinate me.
Yeah.
But now later, and I feel where I used to grow up, elephants used to come and take our crop. So we didn't have a good attitude towards them. They were just a kuna tusumbua tu. Kuna jamaa, kuna uncle yangu aliuliwa na elephant akijaribu kuipiga picha.
Oh.
Yeah. Damn, is it work?
You know mlikuwa mnajua there's an elephant in the room.
Yeah. Zilikuwa zinakam sana before KWS waweke your fence vizuri. So ulikuwa unasikia zina mkipanda mahindi zinanusa.
Oh.
So zinakam zina destroy kila kitu.
Yeah, alafu kuna kuna story ati they don't take corners. So that means that kai kuna jua hapa kuna njia itakuja try ku break wall mpaka ipite.
Bas.
Yeah, because they just remember.
Hii ni barabara yangu. And this is how I'm, so electric fence is idea sana, but before that it used to be you even knew the season of when utaanza kusikia na huko pia zili juzanje zitakuja hapa. You know elephants they consume so fast and so bad, you know, like a lion may eat 3 of your goats. Elephants will decimate your farm.
I love they are big because they are huge, man. You can try and imagine.
And you don't even realize how big an elephant is until you see it in real life. Yeah. I think your kitu mtu unajua an elephant is a big animal. But ile sikuta you know like
kitu ni big.
And then you know since it called as the big ones, the African ones.
Yeah. Because shona they are so big that even lions don't attack them. Lions attack their kids as prey. Lion inakuwa gonzo na like an elephant iko solo. Na all these ninis are there like, hapa. Kwa sinajua gabai accident, kikukanyaga hivi story yako kuisha.
Hata crocodile, kuna crocodile kuna iliuma yu snout. Kuna ili kanyagwa huko ilibondo. Na zote zilikuja zikabonde yu kitu mazadi. Natijia hurumia crocodile maisha yako.
Kuna ili kwame,
Najua zikinakunyo na ila nini. So si kuja ikauma yu snout. Na wanya iko sensitive. Elephant ikapiga nduri, najaribu fanya hivi. Ikaweza kutoa yu crocodile hapo. So zingine zikaskuja. Because they're also very cooperative as animals.
Yeah.
Kanyaga hiyo, hiyo nini ya daikashindu.
Oh, okay. Because miku wanafiki wukuna niambile, there's another time kuna wachizo animal documentaries. Yeah. Ilikuwa nao a female lion, iliumwa jaw na crocodile. So I just knew it was going to die.
Yeah.
Because hiyo nizileza, unless
something happens,
humans intervene.
Yeah, in evil.
Story yake kuisha.
Yeah. But you know, the way they shoot those national, those documentaries is, they barely have sound. They add sound later on. They kind of use how to shoot.
Yeah.
Anaika camera play fly, like any camera mingi hazina mic. So ila anaika mic ndio hiyo nyoka ipite baadaye. Alafu jini ni ipite. Anaika camera chini underwater kama camera saba. Ndio pata hiyo view ya kitu ikipita baadaye.
Yeah.
But so then, but haina mic. So yani new sound mnakuja kuongeza baadaye.
Yeah.
Sasa mna shoot juu ego iko huko. Na hiyo zooming. Hiyo huwezi zoom that far sound wise. So in
Jaruzana ni ntongo Dave Attenborough. Budazo. And he's been doing it. I think amekuwa BBC since
The Jaguar.
Yeah.
Jaguar.
He's been there for long.
There.
The Jaguar.
Yes.
Has found a mate. He proceeds stealthily towards him. Showing a plumage.
Kitu moja ile nilishtuka and I was disappointed when I found out wali mix ni mshaona gaile ya nyoka zinahepesha some whatever. I don't know if it's an iguana. Even Snoop did a whole remix of it. You know they mixed a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like mobs ilishikwa. So wanachukua hii moja ile ilipenya. Wana mix up na hizi zingine. Like hii ni hii.
Ndio create the greatest race. Unajua animals huwezi ziambia boom worked. So you have to get the shot you ya hiyo siku. Ukigara shot mbaya lazima saa ukuje weke ingine. Even shoot one documentary. Wase unananga ati una Pride of Lions, una photo Pride of Lions for 1 year.
Yeah.
You kuja kupiana hiyo.
Yeah.
And some and so like, some days nothing happens. Yeah.
And so you kuna time when you watch BBC stuff and then you remember BBC na KBC is correlated. Because KBC is doing badly, like kuna hiyo nini. So stand up, you are working on a stand up?
I'm shooting a comedy special, a stand up comedy special.
Yeah.
I want to culminate, it's just a culmination of the work I've been doing for the last 5-6 years.
Okay.
Yeah, where I want to a big part of it is I want to create that special culture. You see, like what Rapture did?
Yeah.
Like where people go and consume comedy in person.
Yeah.
You know. That it's possible that this can happen, you see?
Yeah, yeah.
It's first of all, it's a show. I want people to have a good time, I want people to come and laugh. Spendi kuambia nataka mni support. I want you to come and enjoy the show. It's an exchange of value, you know.
Yeah.
Come and enjoy the show. So it's called Being Kenyan. I just call it Being Kenyan because a lot of things I'll talk about are just
Kenyan stuff.
Things that are unique to who we are as Kenyans, just as we exist now. And it's going to be at the Lewiliki Auditorium.
Okay, you're in the museum. Okay.
Yeah, the 6th of April. That's the first Saturday of the coming month.
Capacity of museum, ni? How many people?
I think 400.
Yeah, it's 400.
400 to 500, I think.
Oh, the only bad thing now, your place, Wagani, you have to come with your own sound, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Because I think that's the extra expense.
That's the extra expense, yeah. So, also, but it's very good for shooting. Because I'm mostly doing this for the camera work.
Okay.
You see? So I want people to be to be witnessed, to see being there when a comedy special is being shot.
Yeah.
For people to see to experience that live, you know. But also it's the next step in the culture. You know, now the open mic culture is now we have enough comedians who are coming up. Now the things that, so you have to now move on to the next level of where now Kenyan comedians start doing their own, you see. Like if Rapture alipiga break na kati kwa that long, nyimu wengine mulikuwa mnafanya nini? Akikuja kufanya ingine yake, you see.
Yeah.
So what Rapture is doing, what I think Amandeep did last year.
Yeah.
So that thing where now we have enough audience that enjoys stand-up comedy to come and watch and have a good time, you see.
Yeah.
So, but majority of Kenyan comedy consumers are online consumers, right? So they consume Kina Crazy Kena, Kina Flaco. So like sketch comedy in Kenya is very big.
Yeah.
Because it's very accessible. I just have to put on my phone to access it, right? But so now we want to create the culture where on a night out, one of the things I can also do is go watch
comedy
and laugh. You see, like the way you can watch Sauti Sol on screen, but it's different watching them live.
Yeah. Yeah,
you see. So a big part of it, we want to create that culture. I've talked to some TV guys who might want to buy.
Yeah,
to buy it. So we'll just see how well it's shot, and then we can talk money with them after that.
Okay.
Or I just produce it myself, and I'm producing it myself. So or I just release it myself to people, and just they buy directly from me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a way, right? So, but at its core, it's that theme of showing that. Oh, nyinyi watu hamna numbers. Unajua nyinyi hii comedy yenu ni a certain kind of bougie people.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is not true. So it's not like the things we talk about, people things don't
go through.
No, it's not that we are talking about when I was in New York, nikafanya sijui. No, it's like nilikuwa jana nikachukua mat nikafanya vivi na hivi. And it's that Kenya's comedy tastes are changing, pole. And so that's why a lot of guys come to our shows. Now, at a Sci Friday, when I'm going for an open mic now, nitapata imejawa, see.
Yeah.
So the reason I'm doing this comedy is first it's a personal thing to just and also it's a thank you to the guys who enjoy my work.
Yeah.
People who telling them like, because I've been working a lot on these jokes, Nini. So it's a big part of it is I want people to look like something that, you know, the people who we have comics who don't know they could be comedians. Because they think my voice, no one would hear it.
Yeah.
You know, so when they see that this is possible, ni kama venye wale BYSS walianza. Now they normally have like 800 people every quarter consistent to come and watch improv comedy. And they don't even practice ni boom, boom, shake the room. Na wakapata their audience. Ama when you started the podcast,
yeah,
I can imagine what you were told. So you nasema, it's just another evolution in comedy.
Yeah.
Where now maybe every year, ama twice a year, I get to do. Because as a comedian, you have now to, you have to join the big boys club. So it's my way. I want to join the big boys club because I've worked on my craft for long enough. Like skill wise, I don't doubt myself. That's why I had to go to other countries to see, can I make someone outside my culture laugh.
Mm.
You see?
Yeah.
And when you can, and when I realized I could make people outside my culture laugh, I could write for other people who are not Kenyans. And because a lot of Kenyan comedians who tour just go to perform to Kenyans in those countries.
Yeah, yeah.
You see? So it's like the Jamaa diaspora who was missing something Kenyan.
Mm.
But now us, because we are not like that big. Mm. When you go, you're put in front of the locals of that area.
Yeah, yeah.
So then you start getting fans from someone who unapata kuna ka contingent ka followers from South Africa, ka contingent from followers from, and they're not Kenyans in South Africa.
Yeah.
They're just guys who happen to enjoy what you do.
Mm.
Yeah, so basically that's it. It's on the 6th, it's at the museum. Mm. Nitakupatia link weke hapo chini.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Then okay. People can get their tickets from there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And it's a good thing that stand-up comedy is growing. Eh?
Yeah.
So, and it can only get better. I think the best thing is your internet ni hiyo. Because at the internet, I think at your, if you come to your story, you perform for Kenyans in whatever.
Yeah.
Kwenye itakuwa na more advantage when that happens. Because let's say, kasa hizi si nani? Naitwa nani? Oh, boy, naitwa nani?
Abel.
Yeah, you go to Australia. Try and imagine if you are there, unaona kuna watu wengine watakudiscover so those guys walio on ground pia wanasaidia sana in pushing the
there's people, the thing I like about the Kenyans diaspora, they go hard for Kenyan art and Kenyan content more than Kenyans in here.
Yeah, Kenya, yes,
right. Kaza mshata hii podcast yako najua kuna quite the confidence from and I realized it's cause someone was telling me when you go abroad, the only Kenyanness you hold on to, know what's happening, is Kenyan art. Kenyan, what's happened? So it's like, it's, you don't want to watch Inoro FM, I mean Inoro TV every day.
Yeah.
You want to be like, hey, ulisikia nini lifanyika? Walai. And so it reminds you you're Kenyan. Because you know when you're distant for, you think you've gone for 2 years, then it becomes 5.
Yeah.
It becomes 10.
And then 20.
You want
22.
You want to stay in touch with your culture. And so what you podcasters do for them is so good, because you keep them in tune with the urban culture compared to, they'll still stay in touch with their families. Oh, nani alipata kamtoto na blah, blah, blah. But sasa, reminding them of that Kenyanness is a good thing. And I think Abel does that very well.
Yeah, yeah.
Sasa unajua Kenya imejaa, Australia imejaa wakale na wasudi. So like by the time wanasikia mtu wa hiri anakuja, it's a reason for them to get together as Kenyans.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think he's doing like 5 cities. I'm a 5.
Yeah. And I think actually one of his needs, I think it's doing, what to major, people are really happy to see him. Yeah.
Yeah,
What I'm really hoping as well is that growth for guys who are that big, Kina Njigush, Kina, those guys, is for them now to, when they go to Australia, now they get Australian fans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
After that, now they get some guy from Down Under who likes them, you know. Now, like they're now big enough for our country.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I think now we are now standa kuwa limit.
You know, sema, I think for ao wanaangalia na pia language, there's a language barrier.
Yeah.
So if you're doing in Swahili, you can only get TZ, whatever.
Yeah.
But as long as the money is right, because the funny thing is these audiences are so big.
Yes.
Like ukiangalia kitu kama Madaraka Festival, which it's mostly Kenyans that
of
attended.
Of course, it was organized by the
audience is huge. Like walikuwa na sell out nini. Of course, you'll have the other people that nini.
Curious.
So kiangalia kitu kama comedy sasa. If you're talking about audiences of 1,000 people, you know, you don't care where they are. As long as you can live off your art. Because I don't know who said this. Kuna mtu alisema, who was saying that living off your art is a privilege that a lot of people don't get.
Yeah. Very
few.
Bien like was telling us that. You can be able to like wake up and decide.
Hey, Bien Rajendi alini convince niache job nifanya comedy.
Yeah, oh, okay.
No, what you need to do, believe in yourself. My God, what you're funny. You're funny. What you need to do, Because leave that in here alone. Oh, those jobs is for coward, man. You push, man. So when I got the TMI gig, it was the first night, one of the first people I told about it.
Yeah, okay, you see. So he's done to quote na bonga naye, and he was saying that because nakunkaniki watch, like, niliona hiyo nini, akinaniwa kifly, and I'm seeing they're flying business class. And now they're thinking, like, this is because of your art.
Exactly. I mean, when you see a Kenyan artist buy like a V8, you see a Kenyan artist buy a house for their mom, it's such a good thing. No, the problem is that thing I was telling you.
Yeah.
Wako top 3% of the...
yeah, of the nini. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm saying that you're the cream of the crop. Like, when you're in Shasaizi, ukisha fike your level, you can live a soft life.
Yeah. But in a sema, yes, you can think of someone like Abel, right?
Mm.
You can, I don't... Him, he has the capacity to go beyond our country.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
He can speak English.
Mm.
If you're Kenyan, you can... Using SWA is an option, not a must.
Mm.
Sindio, so Kenya tunapatia hizi dozi zako zote.
Yeah.
But you can do more, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so nasema like, the fact that they're only doing this here like that is a good thing.
Mm.
But I think there's no limit on greatness. Unajua?
Yes.
Like
yes,
they can push forward and now be like, the stories he tells, you know, they're still very interesting to a human being, regardless of who you're telling. So I think sometimes kukuwa raw na keep it Kenyan, sometimes itaku...
Yeah, inaweza ku limit. Najua gayo. Yeah. Cuz pia one thing ile more respect to Abel ni hiyo pia the fact is open to ideas. I remember kuna nini? Kuna the time I was watching a documentary about this Nissan guy. Mm. You heard about the Nissan guy who happened as a fugitive?
No.
What is this Nissan CEO?
Mm.
He used to be there. Ali Nissan ni kwenda ku close down, eh?
Mm.
Then you know the way the Japanese are like. Wakamuita. So vile alikuja, he did such a good job. But sasa alikuwa ametoka Renault, I think. I think kulikuwa na hii merger kuna fuck happened between Renault and Nissan. So he ended up doing a good job huko, but at some point he ended up with two jobs, Nissan na Renault. And then now his taxes started being ish. Nacheki. And you know the Japanese don't mess around.
Yeah.
So when he was supposed to be arrested, ali arrestiwa first, of course put under house arrest. And then at some point, some Americans came down in Japan and then they smuggled him out for music equipment. So, of course, when I watched that, I was like, acha ni hit up Abel na mambejo, Buddha wachi kitu alafu pati watu the Kenyan version. He did it and it was dope. I remember watching his and I was so invested because he's such a good storyteller. So nakuwa nikicheki hiyo, alafu gani tena? Big Fish alikuja hapa, kapatia na story, pia nikapigia tu Abel. Like, Buddha, sikiza hii story ya Big Fish, but you have to your version.
The thing with Abel is, I think...
He's a very good storyteller.
Yeah, also I think he's very open because, you know when we did the roast, when we were doing the roast,
yeah.
He was the only celebrity who roasted back.
Yeah.
And because of that, I'm nominated Kalasha for Best Performance in a Comedy Show. Because of being the only celebrity who roasted the comedians back.
Yeah.
You see, like, that effort, but I nakuru tukiwa na show, Ali kwa mebambika, like, you know what you guys need to do? He's very willing to be like, he'll tell you, like, you know, like the guys who, when they make it big, they're like, ugh, sasa wo nani. Yeah, Abel is just like, he doesn't act like he doesn't know you. All those things.
Yeah. So it's a good thing kwa na hizo ma venues because mikile na yangalia na hiyo audience ya diaspora, it can only grow and become bigger.
With Ruto in charge, we're going to have a really big diaspora.
Ruto amekuwa na zingine. So, unaonaje presidency so far? I think the last time we talked, Kenyatta was still president.
Yeah.
So, Ruto presidency, how has it been?
Mimi nagoja jamaa yetu Madhira ingie juu sasa.
Oh, God.
My village is talking, but I'm saying, it's one of those things where that's such a general question to ask, you know. Like, well, now, Naje, it's like, you know, if it was like,
yeah,
maybe.
So far,
it's like, you know, it's one of those like education now, Naje. I'm a health now, Naje. Because
reason it's so confusing.
Yeah.
Because one minute you have the dollar that goes on a free fall, yes. And then it becomes so strong that you're there, like, because. I was looking at even our income. Because don't forget, we are paid in dollars.
Me, maze, kuna kapimete nilipata last week.
Yeah.
Nimeumia sana.
Yes. So I'm looking at income like it's really hurt us. Yeah. And you don't know, is it going to stop?
Yeah.
Should it stop?
Yeah.
So this is the time to literally buy things in dollars.
Yes.
Nona? Yeah. Like, ilonafikirio.
Buy your car.
Yeah.
Import a car. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just buy it ikiwa in dollars. Don't convert and then convert back. Yeah. Ikiwa tu pale dollar, buy things.
Yeah.
Otherwise, cause...
The time will come.
So there's that.
Yeah.
You and your swali, will the time come?
No.
Maybe, has he stabilized the economy? Is this the time where, for once, the dollar is going to be on a downtrend? Because, you know, the dollar has never been on a downtrend. Like, imekuwa ikienda tu. Inaenda tu chini. Yes.
So yeah, but I think, first of all, miss economists. I'm sure there are people who are more well-versed in giving. But I'm saying now, as an artist, what that means for me is, on the bad side it's if I'm paid in dollars do inashuka sindio
yeah
on the bright side nikitaka kuna performance ya ma Tanzania ma everywhere my flight tickets are much cheaper
yeah
you see so it's that thing for growing up my grandfather used to have a coffee a lot of coffee right and every time the dollar would increase against the Kenyan shilling he used to be so happy because he's an exporter
yes
you see so people kama wewe ni watu wa maua coffee tea are experiencing losses now because of a strong so unless they decide tunapandisha bei yetu now needs more tourism pia by virtue of us having the dollar meaning less people might come as well but I think it's good for us generally because you know we are a net importer nation overall I think very few things which we use are made in our country
yes
sindio so I think you're for wholesomely I think a strong shilling is good for us yeah like okay. we'll just adjust our prices to say now it was $33 now it's 36
yeah I think it happened
yeah
but sasa si wale tunalipa $1 there's nothing bad you just take it you just take it
so nikosema nyinyi mlikuwa mnacelebrate wakenya wengine wakiumia
yeah you just take it on the chin you're like yeah this is going to happen yeah, but this is the time
but what we want to see as Kenyans as well I don't I can't speak for all of us but once that happens we want to see the lower cost of price you know we won't complain
yeah
if that happens and the goods are costless I won't complain okay. if I was buying something at 1000 Kenya shillings then the Kenya shilling is strengthened and I buy it at 800 I won't complain
okay
the problem is dollar issue enough vitu zipande hata kuongeza tax ya maziwa
hata
kuongeza tax ya mkate iko like bro hizo ndizo vitu hatofai kuguza
kuna hiyo nini but in the time yako nini cuz like I've been saving up for a computer
yeah
this is the time to buy it
yes
like let me just buy it right now cuz like unafikiria hiki kitu kitantu shilingi it's going to hurt me so much I'd rather ni buy kitu ikiwa na nini so kuna hiyo nini like this is the time to buy gadgets like I mean mtu uko Kenya na buy gadgets buy right now if it goes down you still lose nothing
cuz
$100 would still have been $100
but kama wewe ni exporter ongeza price yako
ongeza price
ama decide you still ama waambie you are charging in shillings au wafikirie venye watazitakuwa dola huko so where kazi pia you can decide because you know if as you know the point of a dollar is if we demanded our own local currency from those people the currency would strengthen generally speaking it's just that all of us we are trading with Uganda in dollars so if we decide between us and Uganda let's just trade with our own currency the demand for the dollar
yeah like East Africa no have gonna trade to in Kenya shillings
address kata even them they want our Kenya shillings you see so nilasema like yo if countries just decide okay in here to manze what uko na nini let's deal with that ni as it is because I think country ilianguka currency yake pia ilikuwa imeanguka ni South Africa jinikienda South Africa I think ilikuwa 7 bob I think it's still around the same place.
Like yeah.
But now,
so
I think like 2 years, like a year before, it was like 12 bob. So when you were going to join BRICS, currency was going to be
6.98.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I always talk about South Africa and I always tell people, South Africa is one of the reasons why I always find like buying a house and a very expensive house in Kenya to be stupid. And mutumi the word stupid because say the level of architecture. So unajua Rotterdam inajulikanaga as the nini, as the architectural headquarters for I think of Europe among the world, one of the two,
I've heard of Europe, I don't know about the world.
Yes. Because like the Dutch are really good at that.
Yes.
Don't forget these two South Africans are descendants of the Dutch.
Yeah,
like they just evolved and whatever.
They're just Boers.
Yes. So ukutenda pale, like a house that costs $1 million in South Africa costs at least $3 million in Kenya.
No real estate yet, you call messed up.
I take it. So, why buy it? Just because you have the money? No, don't. Basi, fanya hivi, nunua a piece of land, ocha, get that South African nini to come and design it for you. Because otherwise, Kenyan real estate, it's just ridiculous. And it's ugly and it's...
Masama about the Dutch in South Africa, when I was doing comedy there in Cape Town, you realize you do different comedy for different people.
Yeah.
Like the jokes that worked with the blacks don't now work with we are Boers and we are colored. it's now so you know like alafu kuna wale they are proper white au ni yeah, pronoun yeah. Ni like oh hi my name's Taylor they them ako huko and then ukunaenda then ukunaenda mahali township you say you're from Kenya but make me laugh but it's make me laugh like it's such a weird like one country quest one country is so
diverse
like nani tu kutoka hapa kwenda pale neighborhood una switch jokes za huko neighborhood hizo wako hiyo joke nyingine
yeah oh okay now you make me laugh you see it's not stress you know
now no, unajua uzuri sasa uko na watu wako wa South Africa tambia acha kusumbua jamaa
yeah acha kusumbua only tambia me I always feel like if I go to South Africa
Buffer really have took me around yeah
I'd neza jificha sana cuz hata majuzi we had nani here Tonio
yeah.
Kibbs
yeah.
Sandwich podcast yeah. Was telling us Villa Listia Radisson Red and that just what?
Kuna ingine?
Like all my life mimi najua tu Radisson Blue like yeah. So after that and ndio nikajua like South Africa is different because apia alikuwa anabonga jua like open bar culture
yeah.
That the open bar in South Africa is an open bar and so ja Kenya kuna kuga na hiyo time we are going to close at this time
yeah.
Alafu kienda hapo hata mtu ambaga you've also zushana yo kienda mara moja
na unapongo token start you guys yeah. Sio ndio unipatia token zako
yeah.
I get to he gets
yeah. So I said nizila za kabla unasikia kabel kameringiwa pia ting 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 this is the last call for alcohol sasa lazima sam uende
oh
sasa unajua juu pia clubs zao zifungwa they don't club till morning
oh okay na sasa vile Kenya wanataka ku try your experiment unaonaje
itakuwa kwanza ma house parties zitashika you guys will have kids kwanza mtaumia the neighborhood parties when zitakuwa zitashika we got a glimpse of that during COVID
yeah oh, okay
COVID taught us remember COVID the time clubs had to be closed by a certain time I think 11
yeah
they were not open
yeah no there was no you know they were used to relax the rules over time so the time I remember nilikuwa ile spaso ya Karen so nakunywa hivi mabouncer wanaanza kuzunguka na cocktail lazy ni za hizi ni za kukunywa juice naambia mwaga pombe yako hapo ndani
oh okay
napewa
yeah oh step
yeah.
Mazee ujamaa kwa hapo ana white cup na straw
yeah damn cuz imenikumbusha majuzi like there's a certain iko nini fun who took us for dinner
yeah.
And when we were having the dinner it kwa hii place ni Twankole I remember them saying ati wanataka kufunga and I was like why
yeah,
yeah it was like around 11
yeah
we went there yeah so any shout out to Blessed 112 that's yeah. That's how we call
good,
her
good
yeah.
For you
yeah, yeah. So to lenda go place and I found it to be weird like nafunga kunini najua but cuz I know like in the US kuna states waga zinafunga yeah. Na I think zingine zifunga.
Unajua sisi Kenya tunajua raha ya club vizuri ni kutoka club one ni mchana.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the story you tell mazituli. Yeah.
Kai club waga Galana Plaza ni gani?
Onyx. Did Onyx say
the big club, billionaires.
Galana Plaza.
Yeah, kuna nini flani waga Galana Plaza club.
Gemini.
Yeah, is it Gemini?
Ah, pana Gemini iko e place ya Adlife
Club Galana Plaza. Tanione. So hiyo I used to but like every Saturday kuna place niko naishiaga, yeah, ni big club.
Yeah.
So niko naendaga asubuhi.
Niko na kushoot pesa.
See. Asubuhi nikifika, people are still partying. Yeah. Like jua imetokea, ndio naona watu wanatoka mademo wamepigilia maskati, zingine zimefika hapa.
Bas.
Manini?
Hoteli gani hiyo?
Big club.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lakini pia wao ni realize.
Sio being like for billionaires, I think.
Wao pia hawakunywi sana like Kenyans.
Yeah.
Them they like dancing more than they like I've gone for groove. So sa groove yao ni hiyo ku
South Africans.
Sasa ni kwa na this like hata mimi nikiketi wakiketi tu hivi chini. Ati wana sasa ku rest ni hivi.
Na oh, jele beat yao.
Hiyo yani sasa hiyo ndio wameketi chini sasa. You saw akienda dance floor. I say they play so much on my piano.
Yeah, their own shit.
Alafu sasa hadi ghetto. Unajua sasa ghetto zao zilinichekesha. Jamaa fulani huko kwa ma township wako na vitu zetu chesa nyama. Wakikol nyama choma. So tunagadhasiwa si DJ na kam.
Nyama ni nyama.
Ni nyama.
Like no, Bantu wanaita nyama.
Yeah, ni Bantu. Si hata Kikuyu ni nyama. Si hata Kiluya ni nyama. Okay. Wemba nyama. Wewe sikosa. Bana sema, it's called Chester nyama. Ni kama barbecue flani.
Yeah,
okay. So, tuseme hapa inje, kwa hii barabara, road ifungwe kidogo, alafu DJ akuje na kimak na kinichake. Then sisi watu waneba ututoke. Unaona? Mm. Kila msie masavana zake, manini. Afu savana zao si ndogo, wako na savana kubwa.
Mm.
Kama mnaekeana kwa nini hivi. So, likuwa na wadisi, likuwa na ambia, sijai cheki place fulani, wase ukamu kujudge DJ kama hivyo. Club ni anelea, lakini yote lazima nakuja kudance karibu na DJ. Nikama utaka kutest. Sinikuwa like, kuna speakers everywhere in the club. Mbona tuna, bachio chisanyama, inaitua chisanyama because,
yeah.
You come with your own drinks.
Yeah, okay.
But, they allow you, to, sasa but, hiyo area yote, nikama butcheriza hiyo area yote, kila msia na uzanyama.
Mm.
So tunakam kunua nyama hapo but tunakula na drinks zetu.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm.
Nikafikiria msia kapul kitu kama ikena vizuri basi wanaweza kubali because people are more scared of the price of the drinks.
Mm. Mm.
So if I tell you can go buy your drinks at some random Wines and Spirits and then you come here na mabuchari wa South B waamue sasa hii tunafunga ile yote tunaweka ngoma nyiko yani tu mkuja have a good time.
Okay. Ni kama kamaki zote uende na nyama.
Yes. Yeah. So wende na pombe kamaki zao kupatia nyama. Mm. So it's, so they call it chesa nyama.
Oh.
So it's tumenda chesa nyama. Sawa sema tumenda nyama choma.
Mm.
Eh.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. Cuz me remind the place, kuna place ya nyama inaitwa nini? Oh, tukiwa coast tulienda ile place kunjua?
Cha choma.
Cha choma. Mm. Kwa kali sana.
Chenda. Yeah.
It's really good, man. Yeah. That I really enjoyed that one. Yeah. Kulikuwa nini? Alafu kuna place fulani Mombasa Road pia.
Mm.
Kuna place ya kuoda nyama. That's a really good place.
Mm.
Eh. Cuz roasted meat nilikam kufind out it's an art that mostly in central province that art is practiced like
this pasta
you come to cook
your dad will have to take you one day to be like sasa hii nyama nayo ikaangi sana is it soft naekwa kwa ile kona hii nayo hizi ngumu ngumu and then you know sina jonga then after the, kuna zile za the next 3 days the nyama that
stand
yeah then kuna zile zingine za no one wanted and then they cut away you fold them in the stomach and all those things but
Yeah, because hiyo nyama nilikula hapo. Because kuna time tushia indaga na Ian, like on a Friday night, tukaenda place flani just up our South Sea.
Mm.
And the meat we got was so bad. So tulipata kichomwa, so it looked really good.
It was of a, ni, I think ni lamb ilikuwa ijamachua. So, unajua nyama ikona that certain texture, unenyuna pull. But this was just falling off. It was mushy.
And it was not cooked. Sindio? It's falling off and it's not cooked.
Ni kama ilikuwa medium rare.
Yeah.
So it's medium rare.
Yeah.
Na ina?
Ni kama ilikuwa imechomwa na steam.
I hated that. Iko experience poa. Oh, okay. Na nini? Nigeria? Have you been to Nigeria? Which African countries have you been to?
No, I've been to Nigeria, but not, I didn't go to Nigeria as a comedian.
Okay.
I went to my other job capacity.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's not a, there's a reason why no one, you don't hear tourists being asked to go to Nigeria.
Yeah, yeah.
In Somalia.
Mm.
They're Africa's biggest diaspora because everyone is trying to get out.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Okay. So, Africa umekwa? South Africa? East Africa?
I've been to, in West Africa, I've just been to Nigeria.
Okay.
Southern Africa ndio nimerandaranda.
Okay.
Zimbabwe, Zambia, South Africa.
Zora ya za comedian, no?
Zimbabwe, yes.
Mm. Oh, okay. How's Zim?
It's nice, but they... Ni kama uende uchaya South Africa.
Mm.
Unaona?
Mm.
Like they speak similar. Like, nazana accent yao ni kama mtu wa Uganda amewa mtu wa South Africa.
Oh, okay.
Unaona? Ikona ile, we are here gathered for no reason. Ningi, like, badu ikona ile, we're rent, like. So, like... Iko hapo katikati. Wanaongea mambo ya argument, lakini bado ni. Wanasema, well, let's have fun. So, I think the problem with Zimbabwe is everyone who is something in Zimbabwe wants to go to South Africa.
Yeah.
There are very good comedians in South Africa who you talk to them and realize they're actually from Zimbabwe.
Oh.
You see? So, even out your, at when South Africans go on stage, they make fun of Zimbabweans. You see the way you make fun of Uganda sometimes?
Yeah.
So when they go on stage, then they're like, that's when they make fun of guys from Zimbabwe. So even the biggest xenophobia is normally targeted towards people from...
Or Zim.
From Zim.
Mm.
So because people from Zim are the ones who are willing to tell us we can work in the mines for the less... For the less man, you see.
Mm.
So, but the cultures are very similar.
Mm.
Yeah, even their languages, if someone speaks Shona, another one speaks Xhosa, they are very similar...
Okay. Because this year, I think, kuna time, wife alikuwa ananipush sana. Yeah. She wanted us to go to Namibia or something. Because there's some hotel thing happening in Namibia. But I don't think itaishia.
There's a time
but
Namibia na Botswana ilikuwa na Wakenya wengi sana.
Nikuwa nataka nikienda Namibia. Because Namibia, it's still Southern Africa.
Yeah.
niishie South Africa, but I don't think I'll do that this year. Kuna hiyo. Mm-hmm. So unajua hiyo sasa ndio disadvantage ya kumarika inakuwaga hiyo. I don't know who did.
We have decided.
Yes. Someone did that joke. And I mupendaga sana kuenjoy wife juu yake. Yeah. But an American comedian did this joke about how when you get married, your wife treats you like a kid. Yeah. So yu kuchukua, alafu besti yake anachukua hazi yake, alafu wanakaa mambo, yeah, play together, alafu waenda, waenda raundi wako, and then you're there left with some strange dude. Yeah,
alafu wanakuja kuangalia.
Yeah, wanakuja kuangalia.
How you guys do? And what guys don't realize, that happens because, psychologically speaking, men don't bond face to face.
Yeah.
Men bond shoulder to shoulder.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You see, when you put two men together like this who are strangers, it's a what do you do? So there's a lot of dick measuring subconsciously happening, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you want two men to get along, give them a task to do together. You see, if you see let's say African church, it's mostly full of women, isn't it? But the men who stay in African church are the men who are given something to do.
Okay.
You see, it's like men will stay in the church because we have a power project ya kujenga kitu fulani hapo. It's if I meet him today and we're just face to face on a table, we're not as good as women
hapa. Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of, uko sawa, uko sawa. But if you tell us, ebu nisaidia ni kuleta ile meza ingine hapa, that cooperation for men helps better.
Oh.
So if you want men to socialize, even boys psychologically and especially late teens, you don't tell them, okay, now sit down and tell us your name and what do you do. For girls, they'll talk your head off. But for guys, it's like, no, that's why guys, the best things we do is we go and watch football together.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
let's suppose something.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We go and do something together. Like, we go and look at something. We don't.
Girls
go and face to face. Let's have a picnic. Let's go do brunch. You see? Sisi hata mwenye nyama inachomwa hataki tuangalia, tunataka ichomwe tukiangalia mwenye inachomwa. So we are subconsciously telling ourselves we are on the same team.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Half will say shoulder to shoulder. Yeah. So me, like, that's one of the fights we have now. Wife is like, she has that whatever where she introduces me to people and
exactly.
Alafu nispoenda, it's a whole guilt trip.
Of course.
Like, oh, you never want to do this, you never. And they're like, oh shit, now I have to go there.
Yeah.
What do you do?
And see another innocent man who has to stare at you the whole time. Bro.
Yeah.
Mm. But if you met that man and you told him, you know how when you meet like a 20 hapa nje tukafanya kitu, you know when people meet, when you tell a man 20 hapa nje tuondokea wa mama, you start bonding in a way that you didn't think you'd bond, because nipeleke shop, mkitembea shop, now you're walking like this,
Oh, shoulder to shoulder,
we bond like this, we don't bond face to face.
Oh,
okay. Fanya hivyo nikileta mmoja, you watch footer. Alafu naangaliwa vibaya cause nishaanza kuvaa viatu.
So face to face for men is when we are fighting.
Yeah.
During a combative
stance. Okay.
So we need to bond shoulder to shoulder for us to have a successful, like, remember, it's like you remember the people who you suffered with. Sijui unakumbuka watu wako wa shule. Unakumbuka ule mwalimu akitufanyia tukifanya ile punishment. Yeah, but you don't remember the prefect who gave you the punishment.
Yeah,
you remember
the
guy you did the punishment with?
Like,
soldiers bond, teammates bond, and have we always give men a problem to solve together. Yeah. But don't give them an inyo of, hi, now you, what do you do? Men, we don't speed date.
So kuna hizo nini, like, those are the classic jokes. So there's that classic joke, how women in here. Yeah. There's another one, I also don't remember the comedian. But I think this one I've heard women, like many whatever, talk about it. And in ile women decision making.
Yeah.
Like, yonile, one of the things, ile, badu jamarika, sindio?
Yeah.
But kimarika utakamku understand. Like, you come and understand the female brain is so different from the male brain. Yeah. Like, you see, like, the way we make decisions. Yeah. Me, like, tukiwapa, niaje, Buddha, unafika sangapi? Nafiki ineza chelewa.
Yeah.
Ukishafikia tu, unenda kuchelewa, you're going to come up with the solution to kuchelewa.
Yeah.
Dema ikuwa givo.
Now what do we do?
Atangoja achelewe.
Yeah.
And then sasa ndio tuanze kutafuta solution. You see, utakuwa kwa traffic uko like, shit, nenda kuchelewa. Let me find the solution to the whatever I was supposed to do. Like, when that reaches now, you know, just a dude, you're frustrated. And then you remember,
exactly,
some comedian once joked about this. Go like, okay.
Yeah.
So I think you know, you're the power of comedy.
Analysis paralysis. When you go to a girl on a date and you give her the menu, it's easy for you to know what you want. How she'll have to look at the menu from here to here to here, and then say she doesn't know what she wants, and then ask you, what will you have? And then even after the food comes, she still wants to taste your food.
Yeah.
You see, but when you're dealing with girls like that, you realize sometimes you just have to bite that bullet.
Because
you have to make the decision where, not at it for them, but with them.
Yeah.
So that, because once you put a woman in a place where she's the one making decisions, where she has to decide a lot of things,
yeah,
she starts losing attraction for you, pole. Like that, because you're putting her in her masculine energy now.
Okay.
Because most of the time, decisiveness is you'll still meet like babes who are like proper, like she handles her, she's the CEO, she makes decisions. But once you start dating her, Santava.
Yeah.
Because exactly. In that place, she's in her feminine, you see. So like, I mean, you should take that as a compliment on a girl is a bit curious around you. She's like trusting you to like she'll be mad short term that you did this, but you'd rather she's mad at you for making a decision which ended up wrong and also staying with her and also not knowing how to find
plus me and Joy, it's like it's one of those things where I think because Nishaiski a comedian talking about it, I never mind it, but it's frustrating. It's sometimes because no kwa gazile za what the fuck are we doing here?
They come with girls, it's death by 1,000 cuts.
Ikavile situ kienda gapali kwa mimi nikiingia kwa super, I know what I'm going to buy.
Chop.
So na jaga tukuniko na hii time. Nikitaka na wife, she has a list. But still,
your
list is ID. Like you gonna list yake. But that at least has helped something. Like ukitry ku make a mistake uingia na dem kwa super na hakuna list utakubali. Au utaenda tu kukae pale tu tafuta hata wall igongeshe kichwa hiyo. Cuz hata anaweza ingia kwa store. This store just sells shoes. Na ataingia hapo akaiwana. Why? Sisi no just Usha decide ni yellow, I'm going to buy yellow. If there's no yellow, I'm taking. So there's that in it. But so Tiko's stand up ziko?
Ziko getaticket.com.
Okay.
2G's.
Yeah,
please, you'll have an amazing time.
2G's hiyo ni hakuna sorry za Alibad whatever.
I think
2G's li, standard.
Ni 2 hapana 25 ukichelewa.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Hey. At the gate ni 25.
Yeah, at the gate ni 25. So 2G's sahi and it's going to be lots of fun.
Like, I know. So not mean me kwa fun wako from day one, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to have a really good time and because I like seeing, because I always say the economy is hard, life is hard. If you can get a chance to just laugh. For just 1 hour where you laughed and forgot a lot of your problems.
Yeah,
so laughter ni aphrodisia. Come na dem. Asikia me relax kidogo.
Sina loa katel.
Ndiyo hawa sasa.
Nimekuonyesha vile mahindi yangu aga in the gutter. When I saw that, I didn't see drugs.
Hilo natukulu. No, surprisingly, you are the one whose mind is not in the gutter. It means like your mind is good enough. Ufikiri mambo ya drugs.
Mimi nilifikiria tu zile za. So, Masayoni, date?
6th of April.
Yes.
Being Kenyan.
Oh, 6th of February. You need like 2 Saturdays.
From now?
Yeah, so ni Saturday moja tuseme, okay, by the time usona watch hapa ni Saturday tu moja.
So not the Saturday of the 30th, not the Saturday of the 6th.
Okay. So you need at museum?
The Louis Luki Auditorium?
That place is beautiful. It's a beautiful place.
So you must have tickets ni 2Gs, you go getaticket.com, nitapatia mwafi yoni nini, you click the exact link bila kwenda kutafuta hapo.
So Buddha, si tumeshukuru.
Asante sana, thank you for having me.
Tumeshukuru sana.
I'm so proud of you guys for how the consistency that's made.
And
how different this place looks when I was last here.
It's Thug Rock. It's poverty inspires,
If
you've looked at poverty in the eye.
Yeah, nakumbuka the last time mara nikimwagiwa na maji kwa kasofa jukaliunga na ingia huko.
Oh, you can see.
So really, you guys have nice sofas, you guys are like and your viewership has grown significantly. Now you're like a cornerstone of the culture now. People want to be on Ikonini. Now you don't beg people to show up. Now people are like, Nikona Kinyata Kusema, I want to tell Kenyans something.
I get that. Get a lot of that.
So like, how do you deal with...
Sometimes it's hard. Because mtu atanitumia, they've seen a certain story nili cover with someone else. And they're like, I have a similar story. And I'm there like, what will your story bring? Alafu unajiwezi uliza mtu hivyo.
Of course, you have to
say if it's a tragic story ama watu unashindwa kuuliza mtu. But that has been beautiful. Like even to see kuna celebrities that you call and you're like, huyu ataniringia. Buda jamina, niambia siku. Damn, okay, this is good. So imekuwa poa. Like it's been a very good whatever. Mm. But pia nyinyi on the stand up side, mmekuwa mki hold it down.
Thank you, man.
Which was good. Nanindi alichap ali MC event ya Rapture and people loved him. Aitwa nani? Doug. People loved the energy of Doug. It was really good. It was really good. Yeah. So there was Doug, alafu wale ma comedians wengine kulikuwa na Stan na nani?
There was Steve.
Stan, Steve Chalo na Stan. Alafu nani?
Ibano? Kisangani? Alipo?
No. Kisangani was... Mwingine sikumkilikuwa nani, but pole nimemsahau. But yeah, so it was a really good event. And yeah, ilionyesha pia the hunger for stand-up. You know, like people just...
Like Kenyans generally want it.
Yeah, Kenyans want it. And so Buda, kama kawa, asante sana.
Asante sana.
287.
Yeah, 196 episodes later. So, unajua tuki add 196 tena tunenda, mpaka what? Nenda mpaka 481.
Iyo ni kitu, I don't know. January
2026.
Tuko na kuuliza, how was Madison?
Yeah, itakuwa
Madison.
So but, I tell Trevor, right?
Sorry,
Kat is calling.
But do you know a funny thing? Like I got talking with you hapa. Na feel ni kama you, I don't know if it's a podcast, but your podcast waiting to happen. You come to commenting about cases. Like I felt
cases
like
as in
you
medical,
are,
which because that's my training.
Yeah, like the things you're saying was like okay. Because I've said the same shit about Nani, about Joey, but I did not convince anyone. People like, oh fuck you, but yako come kasirisha mtu, I'd be surprised. Like the way you may explain,
prepare to be surprised.
Yeah.
There'll like, be someone on the comments who has something to say.
Zizi, unajua yangu inakwagaila, like I just rub people the wrong way. They're like the funniest thing ile nimeona this week was when I was telling people like it's okay to masturbate. Alafu someone told me, umesema hivyo juu ya ma corporates. Niko like, damn, corporates in Kenya aren't people to jack off?
Corporates like, don't jack off with that.
Yeah, but also I think because your style of dealing with people, even when I see you on the internet, is like when you're debating religious people, like you're very hard on them, right?
Yeah, I know.
And that only makes them more...
hardened, I know.
Yeah, so
I
like...
Yeah, they love their shit.
People didn't... Like, let's say I'm Christian, right?
Yeah.
I didn't logic myself into Christianity.
Yeah, I found myself
there. So you can't logic me out of Christianity, you see?
Okay.
Like you can't... People don't lose their religion because they did a scientific study and realized that... Da, 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 da. It's you need to realize what does religion give? It gives people purpose. It gives people...
Hope.
And also gives people a sense of community.
Mm.
So for you to take that, you can only do that if you prosper as a society or your government works hard enough to provide those things for a nation. Yeah. Then people will lose their religion by themselves.
Automatically.
Yeah. So, but as long as, because you know, you ask me to lose my religion, you ask me to lose my community,
my
safety and my purpose. So even when you engage someone, you realize, okay, we're in a country where most schools, most hospitals are given
by whatever.
Yeah, so now you can't just... Government, the only way a society becomes non-religious is by a very efficient government or by a dictatorship.
Yeah.
It can be by just, okay guys, you do you, boo-boo. Hamuoni venye, Neil deGrasse Tyson alisema ati, yo ni makelele. People didn't go it because they didn't know who built the asteroids.
I know.
It's a very emotional process that has to be taken care of emotionally more than logically.
For me, you're not going to teach it comes from the rap background. It's my way or the highway. Getting that.
You're dumb, you're stupid.
So getting that out of your system is really hard. But I normally enjoy, like, kuna majuzi leo nimeandika, I feel like African pastors mock religion more than me. Because when I look at some of these things they are doing, ulichekia majuzi ile ati pastor alifanya mseka ingiwa na spirit ya MJ.
Michael Jackson. Yeah.
You see, like, I'm like, you're having fun. You're having fun with this, so let me have fun with whatever.
See, that way, that's the comedian way. So that way makes people retrospect without feeling they are being attacked.
Yeah. But they mock African pastors.
No, I'm agreeing with you 100%.
Yeah, no, no, Kwambia. So you know, like they're doing.
That approach is so much better than
fuck your religion.
When in Jinga, when people are like, Muslim Jinga!
Yeah. Although Semagi, Usemen, Musema, I don't know Jinga. Musema, too, you're like, this is bullshit. Okay. It's just someone who
I get to balance the podcast in the end.
So you're going to 287 kama kawaida, like, subscribe. hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Tukimalizia 287 tukisema ekonene.
Ekonene.
Ekonene.